invite the children forward for a brief
children's message. Go ahead and come on down to this first pew. I'd like to share something with you this morning. Move this over here. Yep, come on down, Sylvia. Sylvie. Good morning, good morning. Spring break, that's cool, right? Feeling good about the week ahead? I hope you guys are doing well. This morning, I'll ask you a couple of questions to start off our time together. Do you guys enjoy helping other people? Ooh, it's quiet in here. Yeah, Wilson? What? Sometimes, yeah. That's. Thank you. I love it how honest we are. That's so good. We always want to have that honesty. Sometimes, yeah, I think you're right. Do you guys help your mom and your dad? Brother and sister? Yeah. Do you help your pets? Yeah. Let's see here. Do you ever notice that when you help someone, sometimes you feel like you have to do it? That doesn't feel good, helping someone when you have to do it, right? Like, sometimes I have to do the dishes. That doesn't feel good. Sometimes when we help, this gets to your point, Wilson, we get to do something to help someone. Like, you're a little more excited to do that. Can you think of something that you do in which you help someone and you feel inside, I get to do that. That's a great feeling. Anything that you do for anybody else? It just feels good to help others. Yeah, Wilson? Good. That not only helps him, but it also helps you. You get to do it. Andrew, I saw your hand up. Do you like to help? Yeah. And you did a great job with the palms today. Thank you for helping. That was awesome. Well, in this little passage, today's Palm Sunday, this is a time where we're recognizing that Jesus journeyed into this town called Jerusalem. And I want to point out that Jesus couldn't have done that without a lot of help from other people. So here were some things I want to add on in which Jesus was helped. Didn't say it in the reading, but we know from the other gospel texts that two of his disciples went across town, and they were the ones who got the donkey. Jesus couldn't have done it without their help, right? And then the donkey's owner, he kind of had to help. He had to loan his donkey to the disciples so that Jesus could walk into the town, right? And then there were a bunch of people on the side of the streets waving. What were they waving?
Palms.
Yeah, they kind of helped to bring kind of a exciting moment. And then the people also, Jesus was helped because they shouted out, what did they say? Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then after all that happened, there was a big party and a parade and celebration. Okay, well, as we think about Jesus, sometimes we don't think about the fact that he asks us to help him. That's kind of a strange thought. He's a king. King doesn't need help. Do you think Jesus is the kind of person that forces us to help him? Does he force you? Have you ever been forced to help someone? Is that fun? Yeah, I see you guys smiling. Yeah. Sometimes our parents force us to do something, and we feel like we have to do it. Is that what Jesus does? No. Jesus will never force you to do anything. Wow. What he does is he invites us to help him. And that's what happened on Palm Sunday. And so when we are with Jesus and he asks us to help others, our brothers, our sisters, our parents, it's not something we have to do. It's something we get to do. And guess what? When we're with Jesus, it's always fun. Helping is fun. It's like a party. It's like a parade. So let's think about that as we think about Palm Sunday. It's something we get to do to help Jesus in what he's doing. So thanks for coming up. Have a great spring break and come back for the rest of the services this week, Holy Week. And I'd like to invite for the choir to sing a special song with Ken Saul, Hosanna.